ABC Radio Australia.
Now on to sporting matters, and fans in Suva are in for a treat today with both the men's and women's Super Rugby teams in town. First up, Fijiana and Drua play Western Force in the Super Rugby Women's semi-finals, and then it's the turn of the men as the Drua take on the unbeaten Super Rugby Pacific Ladder leaders, the Hurricanes. As back-to-back champions, Fijiana are looking to make it three titles in a row, but they wobbled badly last time out, losing to the bottom side, Melbourne Rebels. And coach Musisi Raluni says they can't let that happen again.
The breakdown work was really poor, and that was added to by not making our first up tackles or, you know, trying to jersey pull. The contact area was very poor. We didn't get shoulders on. We were sort of trying to tackle with our hands, which won't work. And that gave Melbourne great momentum, and hence why they won.
For the men's side, their problem also against the Rebels 2 weeks ago was discipline, with two players red carded. But coach McBurn believes there is a simple answer.
We'll make sure that we get around and support our teammates, and we know not to get sucked into those sorts of things and to bite back and retaliate. In all codes of contact sport, the retaliator is the one that usually gets caught. And so we just need to be stronger in that area.
There will be two key factors at play in both games, the crowd and the weather. Whatever happens, McBurn says weather shouldn't be used as an excuse by any team. In Fijiana's case, they played the Force in Lotoko just a couple of weeks ago, but coach Raluni says conditions in Suva will be very different this time.
Against the Force here, you know, it was very muddy, and you know, it was a slower game. So I think this game coming up will be a lot faster. The girls have got a lot of games under their belt now, so their game fitness will be better. So we'll just try and improve on that. We get to Western Force, our defence is very good, and then we continue that on into Brumbies. But, we rested on our laurels, thought it was just going to happen against a team that was bottom of the table. You know, you've got to respect every team in this competition.
There's a lot of people talk about the effect of heat on players come here. Well, no one's talking about the effect of cold on our players in Christchurch last year, suffering from hypothermia at half time. We don't go on and start moaning about that. So I think you just deal with what you've got. The easiest way to deal with situations is to make sure you hang on to the ball. And if we're going to ask the Hurricanes to make lots of tackles, well, then we have to hang on to the ball. So we have to get our stuff right. If we don't play our game, then a home advantage is no longer an advantage. So we're really focused on that.
With 7 wins from 7 starts, the Hurricanes pose a huge challenge to the Drua. And coach Burns says his players will have to be on their game from the first whistle.
I thought we did that last year. They made a couple of errors, but we hung in there. In the middle of the game there, they stuck away. Then we came back. And then when it was 27-all and the game was on the line, I thought we played some of our best footy. You know, we held onto the ball and we took the ball from a restart all the way down into the 22 and got our penalty. So team that's on top of the ladder and playing some of their best football, we just can't allow them to get away on us. So we've got to be ready to start well on Friday night.
And the fact that the Drua had last weekend off might prove to be a telling factor.
The break came at the right time for everyone just to have a bit of a breather, get a bit of a mental refresh and get ready to come for the run home. And then we came back in and got very physical and got stuck into each other. Very physical day. There's a few stitches floating around. So it's always a good thing when the boys come back and they're ready to go. You can see that they reflected over the break and realised that they let themselves down that second half, and it's just a great opportunity to come back in and be prepared to do something about it. And they certainly look like they're ready to do that on Friday night.
As for the crowd, the Fijian supporters have earned the title of the team's 16th player, such as the impact they can have on a game.
Can't wait to see them all. It's been all Lotoka the last 3 games for the men and 2 games for us. And, you know, it'll be good to go back to Suva, and there's a good supporter base back there. And I think they've been dying to see a Super Rugby game. So this time they've got a doubleheader, which is great for the girls, especially in the semi-final, and we'll need all the support we can get. We hope the fans will back both teams, the men and the women, and, you know, come out in numbers.
We're looking forward to it being back at home. The boys really enjoy it, to be able to see family and friends, and certainly we're looking forward to the crowd. This is our first game in Suva. It's an exciting time for everybody, so that gives us a little bit of a boost as well.
But win or lose, Musisi Raluni is enjoying his role as Fijiana and Drua's third coach in as many seasons, and he's planning for the long term.
I've had 2 big shoes to fill after Siri Rusi and Male, after they won the competition. But it's been a great learning curve for me, and we've got a lot of new girls, and we're trying to build our base of players wider. Looking forward to next season and World Cup. So, this season's been quite impressive with the girls, the amount of injuries we had at the start of the season, and the girls have really impressed by coming back after all that and putting in a fight to get us to this position.
Meanwhile, in Tonga, Moana Pacifica's advance guard have been building momentum for their historic game against the Highlanders in Nuku'alofa on May the 4th. Four players, Solomoni Funaki, Viliami Napa'a, Samisi Paya and Anzelo Tuitavuki, have been in country all week, visiting schools, attending community engagements and running skills and drill sessions. And the hope is there will be a packed house at Teofiva Stadium to see the team play on Tongan soil for the first time.
Just from the minor boys, if we could just have all of Tonga come support the boys on the 4th of May. You all know once our people is happy, then everything goes good.
Just asking you guys to come out and support us, bring your voices, bring everybody out here, bring the whole family. Tickets are affordable as well, so we're really looking forward to seeing this stadium packed up, and we're really excited to play for you guys.
Samisi Paya, and before him, Anzelo Tuitavuki, flying the Moana Pacifica flag in Tonga ahead of the big game in a couple of weeks' time. They have a bye this weekend before they head to Fiji next weekend, looking for a double over the Ndrua. Meanwhile, some good news for Fijiana Ndrua ahead of that semi-final against the Force, the return of former captain Batila Tawaki. She's available again after completing her season playing for the Chiefs in New Zealand's Super Rugby Apuki competition, where her team lost narrowly to the Blues in the final.